It's no surprise that earned media has been turned completely on its head in the past few months. Akin to 2008, journalists are being laid off and media outlets are shuttering. As this happens, the media relations pool gets smaller and smaller. When we refreshed the PESO model graphic a couple of weeks ago, we took a hard look at the earned media category because everything has changed and it's gotten so much more challenging to do media relations. We added things like customer reviews, the TikTok news anchor, and going old school and leaving comments on content to build relationships. Even with those things, media relations is still incredibly important. You can still earn that credibility, but you have to be really smart and savvy about how you go about it, which is exactly what we're going to discuss on this week's episode of the Spend Sucks podcast. I have new ideas, new thoughts, and old tricks to try in your media relations efforts, whether pitching via email, phone, social media, or even snail mail. Stay tuned.
If you're a communications pro who works hard, doesn't compromise quality, and gets the job done, welcome home. We'll share our tips, tricks, and stories, and together we will change the face of PR. Spin sucks, but we don't. With the Spin Sucks podcast, here's Jenny Dietrich.
Welcome back to the Spin Sucks podcast. I'm Jenny Dietrich. One of these days, I'm going to invite you into my inbox, and then we'll take a look at the support inbox for Spin Sucks. It will give you, let's say, an in-depth look at how your peers and even some of your colleagues are pitching media. And it is UGLY. In the past 2 days, we have received 58 pitches for guests for this podcast. It always makes me roll my eyes when the pitch starts out with, "I've just listened to a few of your most recent episodes and love the guests you've had on recently." Seriously? Are you serious right now? If that isn't the laziest and most dishonest thing ever, we have literally never had a guest on this podcast outside of cameos from the small human who lives in our house. Come on, let's do our homework. Please don't fake it, because all that does, and I'm probably nicer than most, makes me want to blacklist every person who does that. Don't fake it. Every blogger, podcaster, influencer, and journalist will see right through you. And that's why your earned media efforts are dismal. In addition to the podcast pitches in the past week, we've received pitches for Mother's Day, books about weight loss, skincare products, NFT stories, a cannabis conference, and Chicago entrepreneurs. They at least get the Chicago part right with that latter one, but still, not something we cover. This is why your earned media results are so dismal. It has nothing to do with how challenging media relations has become and everything to do with your pitches not being relevant. So tip number one. Make your pitches relevant and shorten the list of who you're pitching. That will increase your results exponentially. Don't be lazy. Do your research and target the right people. Don't send an email to somebody if you haven't really listened to the last few episodes of their podcast and tell them that you like the last few guests they've had. Truly, all you have to do is look on Spin Sucks and you'll know whether or not we take guests. Don't lie. Done and done. In lots of research from the PR industry vendors, almost everyone finds that journalists respond the most to subject lines between 1 and 5 words. That's it. Don't write long subject lines and don't make them longer than 5 words. Every email marketer on earth has figured this out. They know that short subject lines are the way to go. All you have to do is Google email subject line best practices and you'll be rewarded with content from HubSpot, MailChimp, Salesforce, and the Content Marketing Institute. I know you're not technically an email marketer, but when you use email to pitch a journalist, that's essentially what you're doing. Use the best practices that cover the entire internet. They're not hard to find, and you'll find far more success when using those tips than trying to shove everything about your pitch into the subject line. So tip number two, follow the best practices of the best email marketers. Do your homework, test different subject lines with different journalists, write short ones, and make a note of what works and what doesn't. Next. How many links and or attachments do you include in your pitches? Research shows that most communicators use 4 or more links in one email, and some are still sending attachments. Please, please, please do not send attachments. Not only are they likely getting caught in spam filters, which is lowering your chance even more of a journalist even seeing your email, but pretty much every organization on earth has an edict that you should never open an attachment from someone you don't know. This is how people are hacked and systems are taken down. Do not send attachments. And like subject lines, there are lots and lots and lots of best practices from optimization experts on how many calls to action or links, to put it another way, to include in an email. How many do you think are recommended? One call to action. Not four, not three, not five, not two, one. When you send more than one link in your pitch, you're dividing their attention and overwhelming them. Include one link. One. Which brings me to tip number three. Follow the best practices of the optimization experts. Without having to Google it, I can tell you the best practice is one link, one call to action. But do your homework, research best practices, and treat your media relations efforts like you're optimizing for success. In just a minute, I'll be back to talk you through some additional best practices. I'll be right back. There are two things I want you to know about. The first is the Fundamentals of Media Measurement course that we just launched with Muckrack, and the second is the PESO Model Certification. Both will help you evolve your career this year as you learn how to measure your work using the PESO model to get you there. The Fundamentals of Media Measurement course can teach you how to measure your earned media efforts, create a successful measurement strategy, and report on your success. It will take you about 2 hours, but it has quick, bite-sized lessons you can take when convenient. It has actionable tips, step-by-step approaches, and examples from Jonna Burke, Christopher Penn, and me. Go to mrack.co/spinsucks to learn more, get registered, and start your measurement journey today. That's mrack.co/spinsucks. Please be sure to use that link because I get a gold star every time someone registers, and I love gold stars. And for those of you who need to evolve your career, learn how to integrate the work you do with marketing and amp up your measurement efforts, the PESO Model Certification is for you. Step up your game with an academically accredited PESO Model Certification from SpinSucks and the S.I. Newhouse School of Public Communications at Syracuse University. Learn more about that by going to spinsucks.com/academy, or you can go to spinsucks.com and click on Academy in the navigation. And now, back to the show. I'm back. We talked about making pitches relevant, writing short subject lines, and the importance of one call to action. Now let's go through a couple more best practices for your media relations efforts. When was the last time you left a really good comment on a journalist or blogger's content? It's probably been a hot minute because comments went out of style with the pandemic. But they're back, and they're better than ever. Now don't get me wrong. There are some people who are heeding this advice and they're using AI to write their comments. Please don't do that. AI is great for some things, but it cannot replace the way you think about something you just watched, listened to, or read. Not yet, anyway. I know there is a lot to do every day, and I just recommended you do your research when you pitch someone, which just added more to your day. But this is one of the easiest ways for you to quickly get the attention of someone you need to pitch. Most journalists are still posting their content to Twitter, aka X, and some have made the move to Reddit and LinkedIn. You don't have to be connected with them in any of those spots to comment on their content. So tip number four is comment on content. As you think about how you can add this into your comms plan, building awareness for the organization, thought leadership for the executives, subject matter expertise for colleagues, remember that reputation is your currency. Every comment you make is an opportunity to enhance your reputation. Which brings me to measurement, my favorite subject. It's both challenging and presents huge opportunities for you to shine. One of the things we focus on for an entire module of the PESO Model Certification is measurement. It's incredibly important that we stop hiding behind media impressions and advertising equivalencies and begin to show how our work contributes to the organization's success. I don't care what type of organization you work for either. The, oh, we don't measure results like a normal business does, excuse is getting old, because that's what it is, an excuse. You can absolutely measure results toward the things the organization cares about. Depending on the business and the goals, we measure either first or last touch attribution. We haven't quite gotten to multi-touch attribution yet, but you can absolutely measure outcomes. If you missed the podcast episode on how to do that and how to use coverage impact to show results, please go back a couple of episodes and listen to it. But for now, use your earned media efforts to show first touch attribution, which means when a person first came to your website, how did they find you? In some cases, it might be a Google search. In some cases, it might be a paid ad. And in others, it's probably a link that was included in a media article, which is most certainly because of your media relations efforts. All it takes is Google Analytics and a basic understanding of how to read the report so you can measure effectiveness. If you don't know how to do this or you aren't clear on what attribution even means, there is a ton of content on SpinSucks that speaks to it. Just do a search on the site for attribution or measurement and you'll find what you're looking for. I will also include some links in the show notes on SpinSucks so you can just click and easily find all the content. And if you want to learn it deeply so you can implement it quickly, I would be remiss by not encouraging you to get certified in the PESO model. It will teach you everything you need to know and give you the tools to be able to do it. Which leads me to tip number 5. Learn what it means to include first touch attribution in your results reporting and implement it immediately. If you want more sources than SpinSucks, just Google PR measurement and first touch attribution. So, to recap the 5 tips for the perfect pitch, they are 1, make your pitches relevant to the human being you are pitching. 2, follow the best practices of email marketers. 3, follow the best practices of conversion rate optimization experts. 4, remaster the art of commenting. And 5, learn how to measure your efforts beyond metrics that aren't real. Media impressions and advertising equivalencies are not real metrics. If you need help with how to evolve your media relations efforts, or you'd just like to hang out with like-minded individuals, join us in the SpinSucks community. You can find us at spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. That's spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. It's a community full of crazy smart professionals. It's free, it's fun, it's smart, and you might just learn a thing or two from your peers. I'll see you next week.
If you're ready to change the face of PR, make sure you subscribe to the SpinSucks podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and a review.